This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The mass flooding from Tuesday's destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine has drowned cities and brought new threats, Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda reports.
The scale of devastation across large parts of the region has brought fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. It's now threatening a new wave of homelessness, disease, toxic chemical contamination, and even warnings of floating landmines in this ecological disaster. Russian state media are reporting that although the water levels may have peaked, the floods are expected to remain for up to 10 days. The long-term damage is another matter.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed shock at what he said was the failure of the United Nations and the Red Cross to help after the destruction of the massive dam, and his prime minister called for aid from the international agencies. Although the catastrophe happened many hours ago, quote, they aren't here, Zelensky told German newspapers and also Politico. Quote, we had no response. I am shocked. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal urged international humanitarian organizations to provide urgent assistance. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba also said Wednesday talks about resolving the conflict between his country and Russia could not start with a mere cessation of hostilities.
Because those who think that the urgent task is to freeze the conflict and then to see how to fix it afterwards, they are wrong. They don't understand the logic of this war.
Find more online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. One of Pakistan's largest charities is seeing a rise in daily demand for its free food, but a drop in donations with an annual inflation rate of almost 38% eating through people's incomes. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sara Zaman has a story.
Every day, thousands of Pakistanis come to one of the Selani Welfare Trust's free food distribution centers spread across the country for a hot meal.
Charitable giving is a big part of Pakistani culture. In a Gallup Pakistan 2021 survey, nearly 76% of the respondents said that they had given money to help someone in the year before. At the same time, the proportion of Pakistanis who pay taxes has always remained dismally low.
The country's tax-to-GDP ratio is below 10%. What most countries need to sustain economic growth, according to experts, is a tax-to-GDP ratio of at least 15%. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
The Vatican says Pope Francis has emerged after a three-hour abdominal surgery with no complications. He was admitted Wednesday to a Rome hospital for a procedure to open his abdomen after developing a hernia linked to a 2021 operation. Francis had a significant portion of his large intestine removed 2 years ago. Doctors not linked to the Pope's care said hernias were a known complication after previous operations and typically only become problematic when patients develop a bulge in their abdomen and experience significant pain. Mike Pence has opened his 2024 GOP nomination bid by firmly denouncing his ex-running mate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Pence is the first vice president in modern history to challenge the president under whom he served.
Well, hello, Iowa!
And kicking off his campaign in a Des Moines suburb, accused Donald Trump of abandoning conservative principles and dereliction of duty during the Capitol riot.
Endangered my family.
And said Trump demanded Pence choose between him and the Constitution.
Now voters will be faced with the same choice.
The GOP field is now largely set, and large, including Trump, Ron DeSantis, and more than a half dozen others. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Lionel Messi says he's coming to Inter Miami and joining Major League Soccer. After months of speculation, Messi announced his decision Wednesday to join a Miami franchise that has been led by another global soccer icon in David Beckham since its inception, but has yet to make any real splashes on the field. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.